Thank you, Paola, for this example, which really fits exactly the issues we've been discussing with before in the morning. Is there any questions you'd like to raise or issue you'd like to debate? I know some of you are coming from the same regions, so you'd like perhaps to share some elements on that from other coalitions. No, well, then we might come back on the gender issue a bit. Yeah, but we, Gloria.
O sea, nosotros teníamos en México la misma pregunta, ¿cómo trabajar sobre los temas de los derechos de las mujeres cuando el Estado mexicano solamente habló en tres aspectos, tres puntos sobre grupo vulnerable, mujeres? Me parece muy interesante el enfoque de trabajarlo conjuntamente, pero yo quisiera saber si ustedes sacaron un informe sobre desde el enfoque de mujeres del examen periódico universal. Me parece eso, que si se pudo trasladar en un documento este análisis, uh-huh, y cómo se incorporó, y si en cada uno de los puntos hubo recomendaciones específicas sobre el caso de mujeres. Uh-huh. Porque nosotros, en el Movimiento de Mujeres en México, decidimos priorizar algunos derechos, algunos puntos, uh-huh, y hacer demandas muy concretas. Uh-huh. Entonces, nada más sacamos un documento sobre pocos elementos del examen periódico universal, pero no de todos los aspectos que comprende el mismo. Entonces, me gustaría saber, para buscar cuál podría ser, o bien si se puede sacar un informe con perspectiva de género, que yo creo sería como el objetivo futuro, que ese examen puede integrar esta perspectiva de género, uh-huh, y no trabajar, pues a fin de cuentas, solamente algunas demandas específicas. Entonces, ahí hay una tensión entre, uh-huh, cuál privilegiar, ¿no? Eso me gustaría saber cuál fue su respuesta. Nosotros privilegiamos 10 puntos porque nos parece que avanzar en algunos aspectos era lo único que podíamos hacer. Gracias.
I understand Spanish, but if I'm going to start and try and reply to you in Spanish, we'll be here until tomorrow, so I'll reply in English. It's what you said at the end, I think, was very relevant. There is a tension between the approach that we need to choose with regards to gender. And I think it's not just confined to the UPR, it's in everything that we do. And it's how to link the struggles. For example, if we, and that's very interesting, if you're a woman worker and there's a strike or something like that, then as a women's rights activist, what do you do? Do you push for the women's issue within the labor strike or within the issue? Or do you try and mainstream it, and that's the tension that we've been having. Do you mainstream gender component in all and throughout the submission, with the risk that sometimes women issues get overlooked, or do you pick certain issues and just do as you did, and to do just a document because you feel that, okay, we need to choose certain rights and they're the priorities, and that's what it is. I think from our experience, we chose to mainstream it. It can be debatable, and it was debated within the national coalitions, because that's the risk that it gets washed away with other things. But the good news was that the perspective that we choose of having within the paragraphs, we put specific points on women. So it was not like, for example, we were saying that the just as an example, the Lebanese government failed its obligation to award social security for all, including vulnerable groups like women. That kind of thing doesn't really translate into specific recommendations targeting women. But if you say within that paragraph that specifically, and you explain, women have a stronger weight in the informal economy, which makes them more vulnerable not to be covered by social security issues, etc., etc. So within the paragraph, you make a specific point on women. And this approach has been translated into very concrete recommendations targeting women specifically in the final working group report. So that was a way, that's a way to make sure that women's issues do not fall off the agenda or get only constrained to the discrimination and equality paragraph that you get in most submissions and in most working group reports. So I think it's I think the fact that we mainstream gender within the bigger human rights regimen also help change mentalities. Because if you get together just with other women's rights organizations, then you only, you know, you talk to one another and you already talk to one another and nothing gets changed and you create your document and that's it. But if you start working with other NGOs who might tell you that, you know, women's rights are not a priority now, then first of all, you start a conversation with them and you start shifting their approach. And while you're drafting, they get used to integrating vulnerable groups, and then they get used to integrating women's and gender issues. And then the more you push for specific points within those bigger points, the more likely you will have specific recommendations. And also not to forget that the submission is only one part of your advocacy, because after that, you go and you lobby diplomatic representatives in your country, and then if you're able in Geneva. And that enables you to, if you feel that a specific point is not touching enough on the specific vulnerability of women, that enables you to push your point further and then to gain, as an outcome, specific recommendations. But I agree with you, it's a tough call. And that all women's rights organizations have to face.